Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanti. How may I help you?
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you? My name is Shanti.
Oh, Shanti. I apologize.
Yes.
My name is Mark. I saw on my card that this order, and I don't know how it got on there. I don't know who used my card, or I don't even know how it did, but it says pending on one of my debit cards, and I would like to cancel that out as soon as possible. It was for, some Sit Health, it said. It was like $93.99 one charge, and another charge was like $99. I cannot even come close to affording those things.
Okay. May I have your zip code?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what do you need me to give you? My zip code is 14621.
Your first and last name?
Mark Sweet.
Thank you. And for security reasons, may you please verify your address for me?
Yes, 1812 St. Paul, Rochester, New York, 14621. This is the upper apartment.
Okay. I see that you have the mail enhancement.
You see that I have what now?
The mail enhancement.
I don't have good hearing now. Say it again. I don't have what now?
The mail enhancement.
Oh, the mail enhancement. I bought the trial period for the shipping payment only. And then I called a couple of times, and I tried to cancel it, and the one person I talked to said it was too early for me to cancel. Like, he goes, you're gonna have to call back in like 2 or 3 days to cancel, and I did not know, what that was all about, but. Now I thought he would have canceled it, but now I see it's pending on one of my cards, and I do not want that. I got the first one just for the trial period of the, I think it was $6.95 shipping and handling, but I didn't get any more. I don't want any more. Can you take both of those charges? Like, definitely, it says pending. Can you make sure they're pending? Like, so I don't want them on my charge. I want to cancel whatever it takes. And I apologize for this, ma'am.
Okay. Even if I can give you a 35% discount?
Ma'am, I mean, I would, but right now I'm not working, and I don't get unemployment, believe it or not. I got screwed all the way around. But, I liked what I, when I took them, I liked what I had. I tell you what, when everything does turn back around, I'll probably definitely get them, because I liked the, I liked it. It gave me some good energy, and they're kind of nice. But as for now, ma'am, I just can't do it.
Okay, I'm going to cancel your account and give you a cancellation code.
Okay, now, that will get both of those charges, right? So the 93 and the 99, right?
Yes, you won't be billed anymore you won't be charged anymore or receive any more product.
Okay, so you can take them off of my debit card, both of those charges. They will not subtract from my balance, right?
No, because since they already went through, they're valid, so I can't refund them.
Well, wait a minute. Because they said pending on my transaction history. So, like, as if they didn't get through, because I have not received them in the mail. I only received the first ones that I got, and that's it. I haven't received anything else. And the ones I did receive, they were just for like the shipping and handling. I think they came to like $14 or $16, something like that.
your shipment was pending, but not the payment. The payment had already went through, but the shipment is on its way. It's pending, but the payment has already went through for that month.
Okay, so you're telling me that I'm going to get charged $180?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want them, ma'am. I called after I will return the pills. I don't care. I called the people like 3 days after I received them. And the guy told me I got to call back some other time, you know, to cancel them. And I says, no. I says, I want to put my cancellation in now, and you can put it on hold or whatever for the 2 or 3 days and then cancel it. And he goes, well, okay, I can do that. I says, fine. So I left it at that. Now, that was supposed to be canceled. And now I saw it on my card, and it says, you know, that the guy did not cancel it. I mean, I need a refund on that. I cannot afford $189 or whatever it comes up to. I can't afford that, ma'am. I really can't. Something has to be done here. I can return them pills to you, you know, when I get them, because I sure haven't gotten them. I can return the pills to you, and you can credit my account after you receive them back. We got to work something out here, because I tried to cancel, and your company, one of the people on your end, wouldn't let me. I mean, because he actually went through the same thing trying to give me discounts, and, you know, it was like he gave me discounts, I think, up to 65%. It was, and I just kept telling him, I can't. But now he said that, now he just put it through anyways. That's not fair.
Okay. Hold on a moment while I cancel your account real quick. Okay, so we're a shipping warehouse, so you can't return the product back. And there's no notes of when you called in the first time. Like, there's no record. I don't see where you called in at.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I did. And he tried to get me. He kept trying to, you know, well, can I get it to do this? Can I? And I was like, you know, it's nice and everything, but I couldn't do it. I mean, and I cannot afford it, like I said. What I like to do is when I do receive the package, when it, whatever it comes in, I will, you know, return it, put return to sender, whatever it takes. I mean, even if I got to pay the shipping back to you, I'll do it. But I just cannot afford no $180 or $90. I just, you know, I'm not working right now, and I can't do that. No way.
Okay. I can give you a 35% refund on the last two charges.
How much?
A 35% refund on the last two charges.
A 35%?
Yes.
I got bad hearing. I'm sorry. So 35% off of, like, saying,
I can give you 35% off the last two charges, so you'll get 35 off of $98 twice.
Okay, so just say 135. So you're talking about having $265 charges on there, approximately, right?
Right.
Oh boy. Okay, and the pills are still coming to me, and I don't. Jesus, you can't work any better deal out than that. I mean, can you do anything better than that? I mean, even like 50%, it's still going to crush me, but can you go 50%?
Yes, I can give you
make
a
50%. You be my hero?
I can give you a 50% refund, yes.
All right. All right. Yep. Listen, I'm sorry that it didn't work out like this, or it did work out. You did, at least, man, at least you really did help me just by doing that. I really appreciate it. And like I said, if the things turn around and I start working, I like the product, like I said, I probably will reorder it because I did like it, but I just can't afford it right now. But thank you so much for at least doing that for me.
Okay, so you're going to get 98, babe.
Okay, all right. Ma'am, thank you so much. You're a sweetheart, and I'm sorry about this, but thank you for what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. You do the same.
Bye.
Bye.